This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com. Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the 5 Foot Strong podcast. I am your host, Jessica Gerlach, and today's episode is just me and you. I am so excited. We're doing a solo episode. We've officially hit the halfway point of the season, so I thought it would be a perfect moment to just take a step back, slow down, reflect, share some of the thoughts that I've had maybe during some of these conversations, what I've learned from our guests that we've had in the half of the season that we've had so far, and, you know, just reflect a little bit. This week, this episode is coming out, I believe, September 3rd, and this is the first week back for a lot of you who have kids or maybe in university, and we are going back into regular scheduled programming, back to school, back to work for some of you. Summer is usually officially over now by Labor Day. And, you know, when you look back, this is a self-help, fitness, wellness podcast. And a lot of summer is a time that a lot of people fall off their health and wellness routines. But now that we're back to regular scheduled programming, I want to totally help you guys get back on track, maybe make some better decisions, get in a better routine. So I'm totally there with you all to get our goals for the rest of 2025. Over the past, we started this fourth season, I forget the exact date, but we started it over a little bit over a month ago. And since this season started, we've explored stories of resilience, courage, really standing tall in whoever you are and believing in yourself. And I've learned just as much as you guys have along the way. I think we've had four guests so far and for this season. And I want to, you know, take a step back about what we've learned about their journeys, what we could implement into our lives. So I'm pulling back the curtain a little bit today. I'll be sharing what's on my mind, the lessons I've been carrying with me, and how we can all move forward in a more positive, stronger way in the second half of this season and the rest of 2025. So let's get comfortable, take a big deep breath in, and let's dive in. So I want to start with what's been on my mind so far. So as I said, today it is this week, just after Labor Day. Most people are getting back into school, back into work. If you've been taking some time off, our schedules have been off a little bit because it's the summertime, totally normal. A lot of socializing going on, a lot of eating going on. Maybe we've fallen off our, you know, health and wellness goals, but we have, you know, a few months left in 2025 that we can make progress in and keep moving forward. We just have to, you know, stand back up, you know, wipe off our knees and start at it again. I want to talk though about school starting again and summer being over. You know, kids might be going back. I'm assuming there's not little kids listening to this podcast, but there might be parents of little kids listening to this podcast. And, you know, going back to, you know, there might be university, college level people listening out there. And I want you all to know is like the 5 Foot Strong podcast is about the idea of standing tall no matter who you are. I don't care if you're just like the motto says, I don't care if you're 5 feet tall like me or 7 feet tall. We all have strengths and we all have to focus on them. And starting a new school year can be tough for a lot of people. I know personally, when I was starting off, and I was never somebody who enjoyed the schooling world. I did get bullied. I never felt like I fit in properly. I had friends, but I kind of felt like the outcast a lot. And it could be hard for a lot of people's mental health and anxiety. And we have to take it easy on people right now. It's people aren't, no matter who you are, people don't love the idea of change. And because people are starting a new routine right now, maybe going to a new school, maybe going to a new class, there is a lot of anxiety right now. And I want you all to know that you believe in yourselves and stay strong. And like the whole idea of be resilient, have courage going into this next school year. Because whenever in June, when this school year ends, I want you all to be stronger. Each day is a new opportunity to make better choices. Make better choices to improve who you are next year at the end of this school year. So we all evolve. The word is evolution, and you won't be the same person you are today at the end of this school year, but you all can be stronger. You all can be more resilient. You all can believe in yourselves more, and that's the goal. And when it comes back to the adults now who are focusing on getting back to a more normal routine and focusing on their health and fitness goals, it's important to remember, like, you have to make those small adjustments to get to back to where you are. You might, you know, in the summer, we socialize more, we eat out more. We are a little bit more lax when it comes to our eating, when it comes to our working out. So just to tighten up the leash a little bit on all the aspects of a healthy lifestyle, a little bit more to get you back to getting those health and fitness goals for the rest of 2025, whether it be weight loss, whether it be toning, whether it be healing an injury, whatever it may be, take those steps forward. And again, I believe one of our guests said small steps, baby steps, and 100%. Don't overdo yourself. Don't think that you have to go exactly back, you know, to dieting or starving or whatever it may be. But again, be mindful of your eating, be mindful of incorporating workouts, moving your body, sleeping well, managing stress, all those different aspects. Be more mindful of how you can improve each day in those categories. Because when you really break it down, we all have the same amount of days. We have 365 days a year. All of us have that same amount of time. Now, how we improve ourselves in that amount of time is up to us. You can make improvements for the rest of the year and still be in a better spot than someone who doesn't start at all today. So just start. Today is a great day. We're back to whatever school, work, you know, book in those workouts of yours in your schedule, like you book in meetings. Book in, even if you need to meal plan, start back to meal planning. Prepare for the week ahead so you don't feel overwhelmed. The whole idea, and we've talked about this, I believe our last guest, is simplifying that path to a healthy lifestyle. Because we all want to be healthy. Nobody says, I want to be unhealthy. That's not a thing. Everybody wants to be healthy. But that's nice to just want it. You have to do things to actually get there and see results. And it doesn't have to be drastic, we've talked about. It could be those baby steps. Maybe, you know, cut out the delivery apps or make a rule for yourself, eat out once a week, or, you know, even if you have to write it out on your phone in a notes app, cutting out those processed meats, cutting out all like the processed deli meats and stuff that are not good for you, trying to eat a whole food diet. Again, all these things seem overwhelming at first, but if you just take one of them and make that the goal at first, then once you accomplish that, move on to the next. It doesn't seem so overwhelming to live a healthier lifestyle. And it doesn't have to be just food. It doesn't have to be just working out. Maybe you need to manage your stress better. Going in, you still have 4 months left of the year, 5 months left of the year, you still have time to improve the way you deal with stress. If you have sleeping problems, there is still time to make improvements into your sleeping, because a good night's sleep makes a big difference in our mindset, in the way we attack the day, in everything, in our productivity throughout the day. It's very important to get that, 8 to 9 hours of sleep a night. I know everybody's situation's different. You might have, young kids. You might have, 12-hour work days, whatever it may be. And so there's no one formula that will work for everybody. But just making those small adjustments to, like, if you have a 12-hour day, I don't expect you to, have the energy after that day to go work out. But, maybe parking your car further away and walking to your car, or maybe doing some, cleaning around the house just to get your body moving. That's the most important. Simplify it as small as it can be. Because I guarantee you that's better than what you're doing now. The obesity crisis, especially in kids going into this school year, is so high. But there's a lot of factors that go into this. And I know, the price of food goes into this. I train young people all the time and they always say, well, I'm broke. I can't eat well. Well, yes, you can. Because just because you're broke doesn't mean you don't have to eat those fries. You could eat an apple instead. You don't have to go to McDonald's. Even McDonald's isn't cheap anymore, and get processed food. You could buy the products at Walmart and go make it for yourself at a much more affordable price. So the excuses will always be there for people. I hear it all the time. I'm broke. I don't have time. But if you really want to live a healthier and happier life, you will do what it takes to get that job done. So I want you all to know that I'm thinking about you all that are going into new school years, new jobs, back to work. Unfortunately, as a trader, I didn't really have a summer off. I worked through the summer. So, and as an adult, like I don't have kids or anything. So every day seems like the same to me, but I know a lot of people are going through a lot of changes right now, whether it be going to a new school, whether it be, you know, getting back into regular scheduled programming for the rest of the school year. It's all important to prioritize your health and wellness in any capacity you possibly can, because it will make you a better student. It will make you more focused. It will make you happier. It will make you healthier. Even if a good night's sleep could make a big difference if you're going to school the next day and keep you more attentive throughout the day. It's very important that you're eating well. Our nutrition is our energy for the day. So we need energy whether we are, you know, going to school, whether we are going to work every day. Eating well will give us.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
That energy, give us a clearer mindset. So that's really important. And I'm thinking about you all going into this new school year. I've been asked a lot what my personal health goals are for the rest of 2025. And I want to take a minute to tell people how I break it down. I really break it down into things that I look forward to. I planned a trip for myself in November that I would like to be at a certain weight for. I have a wedding that I would like to look good for in December. So it's August now, those small goals like August to November, and then I'll be in probably the shape I want to be in and then just maintain it to December. And then we're already at the end of the year. So to me, I'm breaking the next couple months down, the rest of the year down into two separate goals. And my goal is, I think, to drop 5 pounds. Nothing crazy, as I do sit at quite a maintaining weight. I work out every day. I don't really binge anymore on food. That used to be my kryptonite. I binge ate. I was a picky eater. But now with proper tools in my toolbox for weight loss, I've been able to keep up my weight loss for, I think, 11 years now. It's pretty cool. So yeah, nothing too crazy, but break down though the rest of the year into small goals, whether it be a concert that you're going to, whether it be a trip that you're looking forward to, whether it be a dinner that you have planned, whatever it may be, smaller goals, accomplish them, check the mark off. And, you know, smaller goals are easier to achieve at the end than a bigger goal. So I want to go just reflect back to the last few guests we've had on the podcast. We have had, I've really learned something from each and every one. And I'm hoping that if you've been listening, that you've learned something as well. We've had Greg Graziano, who was an obstacle course racing athlete. We had Maggie Spicer, who picked up her whole life as an entrepreneur and left her home country, moved to France. And then we had Elon and Talia Lindy, who created a nutrition brand off the idea that they wanted something that supported their values and with their science and health and fitness background as a husband and wife duo. They were able to accomplish something very impressive and something that's very inspiring to look at as an entrepreneur myself. When you look back at Greg's journey of how he used fitness to gain self-confidence, and Maggie finding that courage inside of her to pick up and leave, and then the Elon and Talia, that if you want something and you become an entrepreneur, you always need resilience. So it goes back to the idea of being strong. You have to be resilient. You have to be courageous. You have to do things outside of your comfort zone to get goals that you've never were able to accomplish before. Because if you do the same thing over and over, you're never going to accomplish what you want. You have to go outside of your comfort zone. You have to be resilient. You have to accept failure. You have to, you know, it's not never going to be a linear path, no matter what your end goal is. And we all have that resilience. We all have that courage inside of us, that what it takes to get whatever your goals may be in life. So that's why I want, you know, it seems to, if you look at those three, it's very odd why I put those three together, but it's because they had those stories of resilience. They had those stories of doing something that a lot of people couldn't do. They had those stories of you need to find something in yourself to make a change in this world. And that's, to me, what strong is. Strong is the idea that whatever your goals in life may be, if you really, really want it, you will find the resilience, you will find the passion, you will find whatever it is inside of you to achieve whatever goals that those may be. It's very interesting that, you know, no matter who you are, everybody is on a journey. And I try to think it of as, are you on an upward spiral or are you on a downward spiral? An upward spiral is success. A downward spiral is failure. And yes, everybody usually at some point in their lives will be on a downward spiral, because you need to be on a downward spiral to build that strength inside of you to get you back on that upward spiral. How can we all move forward stronger than ever is to believe in ourselves with those words in mind, to believe in ourselves being resilient, be more resilient in life. Everybody, you know, it's important that if we have a belief, listen, nobody's life is perfect. And if you see on social media that people's life is perfect, it's not true. The idea that we all have to pick ourselves out of bed every day, make money, deal with family, deal with ourselves and our health and our wellness. It all takes strength inside of us. And when we talk about mental health, I do believe is, yes, a chemical deficiency, but I also believe that it's kind of like a cloud that is blocking our true potential. And yes, I have anxiety and I deal with it all the time, but I also have my toolbox that, you know, And I have that mindset that I have it inside of me to do whatever I need to do. I have a positive mindset that whatever situation I'm in, I need to stay positive in that. And yes, I am not perfect. I fall off all the time. And sometimes I don't like my reactions and I catch myself. But the most important thing is I catch myself, I take it in, and I try to improve myself for the next time. And for the last 11 years or so since I've been on my fitness journey, it's all about each day trying to improve myself. How can I be better mentally, physically, all around? And I can't control a lot of things in my life. You can't control work. You can't, well, yeah, you can, but you can't control a lot of things that's going on in this crazy world, especially. But I can control myself. I can control how I'm focusing on my mental health, how I'm focusing on my physical health, how I prioritize my sleep, how I deal with my stress. I can control those things, and that's what makes me stronger. Each day I try to improve those facets of my life, even 1%. And if I get down on that downward spiral, I try to catch myself as quick as possible. Because I know when I was depressed, I know how hard it was to get out of bed every day. I know how hard it was to believe in myself. I know how hard it was to even look at people that I thought people were judging me all the time. Now that I believe in myself, now that I have that self-worth, I care less about other people's validations. I care more about my own validation. That's what makes me. If I'm not happy with myself as a person or my choices, I will be more upset with than if other people don't like my choices. I don't care what other people want to think. Yes, I do like my parents, of course, but it's taken the strength inside of me to say, I have all the tools I need inside of me to accomplish anything thrown at my way. And that's the resilience. And that's that confidence, that self-confidence that I've built up over the last 11 years on this journey, on this fitness journey. I was not this girl. If you knew me back in high school, you don't know me now. It's kind of crazy because I'm not the same girl that I was. I look at that girl and I go, wow, she was on that downward spiral. She had the negative thoughts going on in her mind. She had all the things that I try to catch myself on now. And I try to do the opposite because I've worked on myself, not just my physical appearance, but my inside, which is the most important, my mental health, which is to me the most important thing. Because if you don't have your mental health, you have nothing. And if you are depressed, you're not going to go to the gym. I promise you that. If you're really depressed, you can't even get out of bed. I remember the dark shades. I would be in bed watching Criminal Minds, being in negative thoughts. There was no going to the gym. I can promise you that. Now I wake up with a purpose. I go to the gym. I have build work on myself, whatever it may be, whether it be, again, I said stress, sleep, whether it be, you know, my hydration, whether it be my nutrition, whether it be my working out, whatever it may be, there's always areas of improvement. And that, hopefully for me, that's the rest of my life. The rest of my life is to improve. And that's what I want everybody to take in mind from this episode is you have the rest of your life. You can start today. It is never too late to make yourself a stronger, healthier person. It is never too late to make a positive change in your life. And that's what is very important to remember for everybody. So I want to end with a healthy tip, as we do on this podcast. And I want to share is whatever your journey is, whatever you had to do to be there, whatever you had to be resilient to get what you want, when it gets tough, don't quit. When it gets tough, it's always going to get tough, but you can't always quit. It's not always going to be easy to live a healthy lifestyle. And I can tell you that. and I fall off all the time, but I get back up and I stand tall and I work on myself. Sometimes we'll be good and sometimes we'll be bad, but those bad days don't need to put you on that downward spiral that I was talking about before. Those bad days are normal. Just wipe yourself off and get back up and continue on that upward spiral. You know, you don't need to, one bad decision does not need to make a bad week, a bad year. It doesn't need to be on that downward spiral. So if you can catch yourself, if you know, you always want to be on that upward spiral. So just, you know, believe in yourself. Take that time today to just say, I am strong. I am beautiful. I believe in myself. I'm going to be a better person than I was yesterday. And that's where I want to end this episode. So I hope you enjoyed the first half of the 5 Foot Strong podcast season 4. I hope you guys have learned something from the guests. If you haven't listened to those episodes, please go back and check them out. They were awesome, very inspiring, very motivating, and very different as well. But there are so many different aspects of being strong that it doesn't matter whether you're, you know, picking up and moving a country or you're creating a, you know, becoming a obstacle course racing and going up and down mudslides and up and down ski mountains and having like building that self-confidence. We all need to build that self-confidence because again, every journey's different. There's going to be bad days and good days. Just don't get on that downward spiral. One bad decision does not need to get you into a bad day, does not need to get you into a bad week. Stay on that upward spiral. Believe in yourself. And if you like this episode, please like, comment, subscribe, and share. And remember, whether you're 5 feet tall like myself or 7 feet tall, we are all strong in our own unique and beautiful ways. Have a great day. Hopefully you're going back to school, back to work. Enjoy. Don't be anxious. Have a fabulous, fabulous, good school year and stay strong. 1, 2.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned goods stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details. Save big.